This is in the Holy Letters in Volume 6. This is letter number 1769. This is dated Baruch Hashem, Yud Beis Menachem of Toshun Yud Beis, the 12th of Menachem of Toshun Beis, Brooklyn Shalom of Racha. Now, the beginning of the letter is missing, but the Rebbe writes like this. Apparently, from what I understand, this person lived in France, and he was working in the yeshiva over there, and he asked the Rebbe that he wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, he wants to move to Israel. And again, this is in 1952. So the Rebbe, and this was mostly these people came from Russia after the war, and they were temporarily, they lived, they resided in France, and then some of them went to Israel, some of them came to the United States, some went to other countries, to Australia, to various different places. So this person, the Rebbe is responding, your idea, in my view, is correct, but don't rush in making Aliyah. And for sure, the Rebbe says, it's out of the question during this year, which is Tavshin Yud Beis, which is a Shemitah year. I guess a Shemitah year where in Israel it's a more difficult time than usual. The Rebbe says the main thing you need to organize the question of a livelihood in the Holy Land, because in there, we don't have the support of the joint, which supports the Chabad in, or the people in France. And there's also no other institutions, based on what I know, as opposed to in France. So your Parnassus is a little bit more secure in France. Further, the Rebbe says that generally, he says, you are fitting, with Hashem's help, to bring a benefit in where you are. So, at the time that in France you have a job in the yeshiva Toim Chet Mimim, I'm not sure, the Rebbe says, if you're going to find an open space similar to this in the Holy Land. You may not be able to find a job like this. And for sure, the Rebbe says, you know, that many of the activists that are over there in Israel, they don't have an area in there where to do their activities from. They don't have jobs over there. And even, the Rebbe says, those who are activists right now, there is a lot of a lot of politics. There is, and to a great degree, more than outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe says there's a lot of things going on over there, uneasiness between the various different forces. So the Rebbe says, although in the Hasidic literature, in Hasidus, it's explained that disagreement, fighting, is in Israel more. And gives an explanation why it's more in Israel. But the explanation, the Rebbe says, doesn't make it easier. The contrary. And therefore, the Rebbe says, take that into consideration, this change that from where you are to going to Eretz Yisrael. May Hashem, blessed, give you the right mind to make a good decision, what's good for you and your wife, both physically and spiritually together. Then the Rebbe addresses another question. He asked the Rebbe, are you permitted in the middle of the prayer to interrupt by using some Yiddish words in the middle of the davening? Are you allowed to insert Yiddish words? Like sometimes, I'm just giving an example, the Rebbe doesn't say this, but I'll give an example. You say, Oi Tate Zisser, sweet father, like you, before you say something. So the Rebbe says, the truth is, there is no difference really between Lashon Kodesh or Jargon or Yiddish. It doesn't make a difference. The question is here, what we worry about, is this an interruption in your davening? It's not in which language you express it. That is the issue over here. So the Rebbe says, I didn't hear a very clear instruction about this. And it is known, many stories of the earlier Hasidim, that they would add several words in the davening. But in general, the Rebbe says, I am not comfortable with that. And the Rebbe explains, very interesting. The Rebbe, the point is like this. If this would be a benefit so that the person's intention and the davening and the impact of the davening, so the Rebbe says, perhaps we can find a reason to permit this. But it's very difficult to really be able to tell and to know for sure if this is really coming, maybe because of the expansion of your animal soul, which means that maybe I am my interpretation now. Maybe it's the show, you know, other people around you are listening, or the Rebbe doesn't say that, but even for yourself, he says the Nefesh HaBahamish, your animal soul, also grabs hold and expands in the increase in the davening. There's a Chassidus explained about Plishtim of Kedusha, and then the other side, the Rebbe sends to various different Sfarim in the Torah Oir, Kuntres HaTfilah, Kuntres HaAvodah, when it talks about meditation, which means there can sometimes the extra expressions that you say aren't really from the good part, aren't from the godly part. They are from the Nefesh HaBahamis. You're not sure, or perhaps this is an expression that comes from the godly soul. So the question is, why should we get into questions? The Rebbe says we never know really, maybe my example before wasn't correct, but the Rebbe says we don't know these extra words that you're putting in, what their source are from, where they are coming from. So the Rebbe says, if you don't know for sure, why get into question? Just daven whatever they say, don't add more stuff when you're not sure whether the stuff that you're adding are coming necessarily from a good place. But the Rebbe, notwithstanding that, the Rebbe says there is an allowance for this, as explained in the Shalos Tshuvos, Imru Yeshu L'Rabbetar Nochei L'Gbeisim Chotn Tez. The Rebbe is giving you the reference, B'rievet. Over there he says, after the fact that it's not considered, that's in that source. But in the Mukei Erechaim, to the author of Minchas L'Ozor, in Simchot Nalef, over there he explains that also that you're allowed to do that. So the Rebbe is explaining, so while you can find permission for that, but Rebbe does not suggest that. The Rebbe also is attaching the booklet which fills the rest of Mishimus Megillas Eicha that was published last week. May Hashem grant you that, and each one, that may grant each one and one of us to be a proper vessel that fits the teachings of our leaders, our holy rabbis, a blessed memory, with the titles here, and to fulfill the goal also, which the greatness of study is that it brings to action. Blessing you for long life and good years with all interpretation for you and your wife, Sheyichya. So here you see, the Rebbe discusses that, the Rebbe says, not a bad idea to move from France to Israel, but don't rush it. Not this year. No. Generally know that things aren't so easy. And some of the space you have here, you might not get it there. And over there, could be there's more politics over there. So you may want to reconsider, make a right decision. Do you really want to go? And then the Rebbe answers him also with his question. The Rebbe does not recommend adding words, whether Yiddish or not Yiddish, into the davening, notwithstanding that you might find a permission for it if it would help your kavana, but the Rebbe says we don't know where it comes from, and therefore the Rebbe says better to refrain from this, and the Rebbe blesses him.